It's time now for your comments about our program, and first we have a correction. We reported last week on cyclist Lance Armstrong. He's facing even more allegations of doping during Tour de France races. We heard how that's affecting fans in his hometown of Austin, Texas. And in that report, we mentioned one of Armstrong's ex-teammates, Floyd Landis. We said that Landis admitted he had used banned substances and was then stripped of his 2006 Tour de France title. Well, Jane Kyle of Portland, Oregon, wrote in to correct our chronology, because while Landis was stripped of his title in 2007, he vehemently denied using banned substances at the time. It wasn't until May of 2010 that Landis admitted to doping. On to some of your comments now. We received many about an item on a piece of technology employed by the president, the AutoPen. Last week, President Obama became the first person, as far as we know, to use the AutoPen to sign a bill into law. He did that from France. The bill was an extension of the Patriot Act. And Ethan Walensky Lanford of Bass Harbor, Maine writes, "I think the reporter buried the lead. What's going on with the Patriot Act these days anyway? How urgent was it to sign?" And ultimately, Mr. Walensky Lanford asks this, "Was the use of the AutoPen really the most important aspect of the signing of the bill?" And Ryan March of Fort Worth, Texas adds this, "The Patriot Act and its provisions are some of the most controversial legislation to result from the 9/11 terror attacks. And what does NPR choose to focus on? The pen he used to sign it. Whoopee, it's digital." Well, you can always tell us what you think digitally. Please send us a note at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.